父亲节，但是今天节目非常丰富，所以呢，我们先要先请讲道之前，先请我们的毕业生做见证啊，先请毕业生做见证啊，所以他们正在商量哪一个先讲啊。这个我们的毕业生有四位哈，今天只有两位在这里。这个文斌的女儿在加州，那个奥斯卡儿子回来了吗？还没回来，在台湾。所以呢，只有这个 Joy 跟这个 Tiffany Lee 在这里。是你先讲是不是？好 ，Lynn，Sorry。OK，Please。
大家好，我的名字是 Tiffany， 如果你不认识我，我没有完成把这个翻译到中文，所以有一些地方可能你们会听不懂，但是 I hope you will stay with me。 感谢赞美主，我很幸运可以在这个教会长大的，在这些人当中，我不知道你有没有听过这个成语，是一个英文的成语 It takes a village to raise a child，
这样一个社区才可以建立一个教育
小孩长大。在我的生命当中，这个有很多意思，因为我相信我是这个 community 把我养大的 as well as 我的父母，在这里长大有很大 Hello?、Oh. I think 我要用英文说 OK I met God here. I grew in fellowship with fellow Christians here. I grew so much as a person and learned so muchthrough serving on the worship team and on the youth council. And I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for my parents who brought me here since I was a baby. 我的爸爸喜欢在马桶上面读圣经。Happy Father's Day. I'm so thankful for having godly friends my own age, not just here,but also at school. And I've thought about it before. 如果我没有认识神，我会是什么样的人？My personal walk with God began around third grade. I don't really remember much, but I know that it was easier back then. I came home from school every day, got comfortable on my bed,right beside the window, popped open my adventure Bible and read. Then later I found this tiny little devotion book in my living room and dedicated my life to God after reading through about how humans are born in sin and imperfect and need Jesus to be saved. It's been differentsince I grew out of that age of innocence. And starting from middle school, my walk with God mirrors the story of the prodigal son, Lang Zi. Except, instead of just one time, it was a constant repetitive struggleof leaving God for my own desires. I know 对我的父母 was very difficult too. But over the course of my life, 神还有祝福我好多，然后我不能 I can only ask, what have I done to deserve all of this?A loving family, fantastic friends, musical talent, good grades, the ability to learn quickly and get along with others. At times when I turned away from God, I let myself rely on those things. And, well, from the outside, my life may seem great as the drum major who was second in her class. What I have learned from it is that none of those things matter without God. I don't deserve anything. None of us do. The only thing we deserve is to burn in hell. But through Jesus' death, we have redemption. So when I let myself live in sin instead of in the Holy Spirit, it's an empty life. I think God gave me all of those things to teach me that. I always tell people I like the book Ecclesiastes. Because the author, he is the wisest person in the world, the richest. He has 100 concubines, chizu, I don't know. He has it all, feizu, but he falls into, I looked this up, 处在危机, an existential crisis, because he realizes how pointless it all is. So I'm reading from Ecclesiastes. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already. Long ago, it was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them. The one thing God has taught me the most over these past few years of middle school and high school is that everything is temporary, and He is the only thing that never changes. What He gives, He can also take away, but what we do have, the most fulfilling way to use it is to glorify Him with it. I praise God for giving me the opportunity to serve on worship teams and to lead the youth on Wednesdays. Those kids were very hard to control and had lots of energy, too much energy at times. But as I watched them grow in His Word, I was also motivated to set a godly example for them. Although it was frustrating at times, for sure, God used them to teach me and shape me into His disciple. I hope I can continue to be in fellowship with other Christians when I go to college. I'm glad Joy is going with me, and I'm grateful to have close sisters, brothers and sisters in Christ by my side all this time. Right now, I plan to major in biochemistry, Sungwoo-hwa-sha, in college, and I hope to go to medical school after that, but I might change it a few times. I don't know. My future is uncertain, but I believe that if we all just trust in God, there's nothing to be afraid of. Okay.
Hey, Joy.
Okay. 牧师、师母及叔叔阿姨们，大家平安。
平安。
谢谢你们很照顾我，我很感谢你们。我现在很想用中文说我的见证，可是我的中文很不好，所以我会用英文。接下来我会用英文讲我的见证。我会慢慢说的。我有 time 我自己是 in English 是五分钟，可是 in Chinese maybe 10 minutes, so, or slowly 10 minutes, so. From the outside, I may look like an average American-born Chinese kid. I have done fairly well in school,participating in activities such as band and tennis, and trying to maintain good grades. while balancing everything at once. I'm the youngest out of four children. I am the daughter of John and Xu Tingye. These are all things you all probably already know about me. But from an outside perspective, what sets me apart from being just another average ABC kid is I have Jesus in my life. Over the span of 7 years, I have witnessed and realized God has blessed me in so many ways, more than I can imagine. He has given me such loving friends and family and a supportive church community. He has a way of doing things by his own timing, and I have learned that I can't control it, and I'm not in control in my life. For example, I was born here in Puerto Vaca, December 29, 1998. And in 2005, we had to move to Florida. Just when I thought I got away from our little town, we had to come back in 2009. Out of all the places we could have moved to, we were led back here. At the time, I didn't understand why God had brought us back. I had to finish fifth grade in HJM. I had to meet new friends, which was scary to me. But at least I came back to some familiar faces. Now that a few years have passed, I understand why God brought us back, because everything that I have accomplished and have learned would not be possible if I wasn't raised here. A little background of my spiritual journey is that I was born in the church, meaning my parents took me and my siblings to church for Sunday worship at a very young age. And all I knew was, at a very young age, was God. Because of this, I can't remember a time when I didn't know God. All I knew was, we go to church on Sundays, and we have to follow the Ten Commandments. Then at VBS, at a church in Florida, I was still very young. I gained more knowledge about what it takes to be a Christian, and eventually I decided to raise my hand at an altar call and decided to give my life to God. Looking back, my knowledge about God was very minimal. But it was enough to know that God sent his one and only Son to die for sinners like you and me. It was enough for me to accept Christ as my Savior. Fast forward a couple of years, I came back to Puerto Vaca. I was baptized here with my brothers and friends, Tiffany, and between those monumental moments of my life, I felt God changing and shaping me to the person I am today. He is still molding me to this day. I have witnessed the many times God has softened my heart in times of stress, allowed me to forgive others when I was stubborn, and gave me wisdom when I thought I had none. Another gift I didn't realize until recently was God gave me the gift to live up to my name, Joy. Over the years, a lot of people have asked me, Joy, how do you stay happy all the time? Or, you're always smiling. Or, how are you always so joyful? First of all, I am not always this happy or joyful. Just ask my brother, Chris. He's the one who makes me mad all the time. It really frustrates me sometimes, like the brother and sister playful fighting. But I have to remind myself that even with us fighting with God, and he still manages to love us, we should be able to do the same. And second, I don't feel like I'm happy all the time, because it's just naturally who I am. It's who God designed me to be. But ultimately, my joy derives from knowing I have God in my life, and that one day He will come for us, and there won't be any suffering, no more crying, no more pain. However, I will have to say my spiritual journey hasn't been always that smooth. But I believe that as a Christian, nothing is supposed to be smooth. Just like any other relationship, you need to communicate with Him, study His Word, and to overcome obstacles creates a stronger relationship with Him. One important thing I have learned during high school or the course of my life so far is always put God first. This is a phrase that we constantly hear over and over, but it wasn't until a few years ago, or just 2 years ago, where it really sunk in. I can say with confidence that it was God and God only who has allowed me to accomplish the things I have done. For instance, in high school, it was extremely difficult to balance my activities with schoolwork and putting God first. Honestly, I felt like the whole of junior year, my parents and I would always argue about dropping either band or tennis because my grades weren't very great at the time, but I still managed. When we would argue, I would never give in because I wanted to prove that I can do it, and I did, but God definitely helped me along the way. I definitely couldn't have done it without Him. A verse that I always go to is 1 Peter 5:7. It says, "Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you." This verse may be short, and it's a common verse, but it has allowed me to find peace at times of stress, because nothing is bigger than what God can handle. Along with everything that has happened to me, I cannot forget about my parents. They are the ones who helped me build my foundation with my relationship with God and helped me be the person I am today. I can't thank them enough for always loving me when I was unloving, supporting me when I was too stubborn to do things my own way, and just being my ultimate role models. I want to take this time to also thank my dad, who has been the rock in our family, because today's Father's Day too. Thank you for having the patience to teach me, whether it be math, I know it was really hard, or how to drive. Thank you for bringing us, our family, closer to God and allowing us to be a Christ-centered family. I still remember a long time ago when we were younger and all of us were in one house. We would always gather in the living room and my dad would pray for us before we went to bed. Sometimes your prayers got a little too long that I would fall asleep, but thank you for that anyways, and leading our family in Bible study. Thank you and Mommy for all the sacrifices you have made for us. Whether it be as small as waking up at 4 in the morning or to help me with my tennis tournament or staying up as late as 1. Sorry, when I was writing my testimony, I didn't think much of it, but presenting is a lot different. So, hold on. Okay, I'll start from waking up as early as 4 in the morning to make me breakfast or filling my water jug for tennis tournaments or staying late as 1 in the morning so he makes sure I get home safely from football games. All these little things do not go unnoticed. Lastly, thank you for being my biggest role model in life. You and Mommy have taught me self-discipline, important life lessons and everything in between. It's extremely hard for me because I won't have you next year. As you all know, my parents will be moving to New Jersey. So, it will be very different for me next year. So, 我想谢谢爷爷。我不知道他听得懂还是太小声。可是没有爷爷就没有现在的爸爸。Obviously. 感谢神，爷爷依靠神身体很健康，记忆力也很好。祝大家父亲节快乐。But to the rest of the church, thank you so much for being so welcoming and making church feel like a second home. You guys all have a special heart place in my heart. Dear God, I have witnessed how hardworking, how patient, how selfless you all are from just serving others. It has inspired me to continue to love others and continue to serve Him as well. I will really miss you guys. Now, to tie it all together from the inside, I am an ABC that has succeeded in school, which is only possible with the help of God. I'm someone who loves both my blood family and my church family. I'm the daughter of loving parents who continue to support and love me every day. But most importantly, I'm the daughter of the One True King, Shishia.
Shishia Joy. Shishia Tim Lee, 这是非常感动的事。我们今天就是一同来看圣经上的一个很特殊的人物，叫做迦勒。这些圣经请我们一起读。神说，唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专心跟从我。他是一个非常特别的人，圣经上唯有他得到上帝的肯定，说他是另有一个心智的人。换句话说，他是有一个完全不同心思的一个人，他也是一个有截然不同态度的人。然后这两样使他的看法跟当事人都不一样，以至于他专一跟从他无论到哪里去，他所去的地方神就带领他，因为他专心有一个心为神，所以他脚掌所踏之地全都赐给他。你知道迦勒这个原文的意思，希伯来文的意思，当别人叫他的时候，就是今天我们叫说狗，他的原文意思就是狗。所以他的父亲为他取一个非常奇怪的名字，但是从动物的本性来说，狗对主人是一直非常忠诚，而且是极其感恩的，充满热情，听主命令，迅速顺服的，他甚至勇敢为主人牺牲，保护主人。但是迦勒跟他同胞是一样的人，不认识神，是担着罪孽的，像以赛亚书一章第二节到第四节所说的，天啊要听，地啊侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我，我的名却不留意。迦勒从小长大，心中 有这种挣扎。 Caleb has a struggle in his mind. He was struggling with his human nature as his fellow Israelites. They don't know God. How? Cattle know God. Mules, donkeys know where to eat because that's where their master would feed them. But Israelites don't acknowledge their God. 所以上帝常常不断地提醒迦勒，他如果不是因为神的缘故，他不会对主忠心，他跟其他的以色列人一样。圣经说，犯罪的国民，担着罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，败坏的儿女，他们离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，就是上帝，与他伸出往后退步。他也跟你我一样，罗马书第一章十九节二十节，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但是借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。但是人知道神，却不把他当作神荣耀他，无知的心就昏暗了。所以迦勒的心其实是常常昏暗的，是偏行己路的，是悖逆的，是抗拒的。跟民数记前面他刚刚讲十四章十三章结束的那些其他十个探子一样，说我们不要听上帝的话，我们没有能力照上帝命令去进那个应许之地。所以迦勒跟你我一样需要悔改，跟当时他同胞一样需要悔改归入基督耶稣。使徒行传第十七章那里说，上帝从一本造出万族的人住在全地，预先定准他们的年限和居住的疆界，叫他们在地上生活，要揣摩认识神。 Acts 17 says, We are all created and we are ordained by God where we live, how long we stay on the earth. The time on earth is the time we supposed to meditate, to search and find out who God is.Where is our destiny? 所以神让人存在地上，有生活气息，动作存留，不是为别的，就是我们在地上要寻求，要悔改，认识他所预备的圣者耶稣基督。而且以赛亚刚刚警告以色列人的时候，55章他也说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。上个礼拜五查经的时候，礼拜四其实是礼拜四早上，这个长者聚会的时候就想到说，哎，为什么要这么早信耶稣啊？我们可以到了要死以前再信耶稣啊。有一人就回答说，只是你不知道你到死的时候有没有这个机会。另外一次在一个夏令会里面，有一位从国内来的学者在北京的时候，他的妻子就迎到了家庭教会去。这个学者看见他的妻子，哇，不好好念书，他自己念博士位，他太太也念博士学位，怎么跑到教会去查经？于是他太太请他参加那个夏令会的时候，那个牧师呼召的时候，我们祷告，后来晚上的相聚说谈谈今天感想的时候，他就听见神提醒他，那个人叫做Paul，没关系，他名字不重要。神跟他说，某人，这是你最后一次机会，你今天不悔改，以后你的心会刚硬，不会有机会信耶稣。那天晚上他被神震惊了，于是一位老牧师去带他就说，好，刚刚上帝提醒我，我要赶快回转信靠耶稣，不然上帝就离我远了。不是你到病榻的时候，不是你到临死之前，如果像这个伦敦大楼烧火一样，消防队员看见孩子们在那个玻璃前面哭，也没有办法救， 消防队人想都掉眼泪，别人要救你，你没有机会。你被感动就是上帝给你的机会，要赶紧悔改受洗归向耶稣基督，像迦勒一样，他没有像其他百姓一样，他跟我你我一样是要受洗归入基督。哥林多前书第十章一到十节，请大家一起读。弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在林里，在海里受洗归了摩西，并且吃了一样的灵食，也喝了一样的灵水，所喝的就是出于水的那么灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。换句话说，所有离开埃及的他们都同时受了洗归基督的意思，就是归耶稣，那是预表基督。然而他们绝大多数的人只有摩西和迦勒，尤其迦勒是另有一个心智的，因为他珍惜他受过的恩典的洗礼，救恩的洗礼。你若蒙了恩典，赶紧受洗，公开认耶稣。你如果一直拖延，是你自己的罪拦阻你受洗。Don't hesitate. Repent. Follow Jesus. Live a new life. Repent. Baptize at once. Don't delay. 迦勒是一个完全不同的人，因为他是一个把他的生命经过那个救恩之后，他就截然不同，选择专心的跟从耶和华。他是一个全然的勇士，信实可靠，正如他的名字狗。哪有这样一个爸爸给儿子取名字叫做狗？如果别人叫我阿光，我很同意，我的小名就叫做阿光。如果我的爸爸说啊，小时候你是狗崽子，对不起，现在狗崽子还别的名字，阿狗好了，阿狗阿猫。但长大了到学校，狗这个怎么活啊？但这就让迦勒成一个截然不同的人。他也不会像这个约书亚那样，他名字耶和华拯救，所以摩西遣他做助手，因为他名字好。因为叫约书亚，神拯救，其他人就来了，就被提醒了，我有叫狗。但是他没有为他爸爸给他名字这种命定他抗拒，他是一个愿意顺服的。所以在申命记第一章三十六节，摩西再次重复这句话，唯有他是另摩西，唯有迦勒他是另有一个心，他是另有一个心之人，专一跟从。他的专一跟从成为圣经重复提醒。然后约书亚第十四章十三节十四节，约书亚也同样的继续为摩西祝福，说他是神所看重的人。在那里约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子迦勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业，所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子迦勒的产业，直到今日。因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神，总是把这个上帝对他的肯定放在记录他的事情上面。请问弟兄姐妹，在神面前，神怎样纪念你？神怎样纪念你在世上生活的选择？确认的步骤就是祝福他，直到他的选择给他的家，给他的后代带来极大祝福。你若查四世纪第一章十二节到第十五节，他为他的女儿选女婿后说，有谁可以按照神的吩咐去得那个地？你知道连约书亚也没有把所有敌人都赶走，唯有迦勒完成神的使命，把那个地的敌人全都杀灭了。 贤女婿也这样选，所以那个女婿就是第一个士师俄陀涅，因为他的女婿做士师的缘故，国中太平40年。最开始的士师是一个好的士师，是有摩西一样的原则的士师。你可不可以把你跟随神的原则像迦勒一样传递下去？今天他的生命对我们说话，这个人的生命也对我们说话。这个人是谁啊？谁啊？林书豪，是不是你 Sanity 时代的林书豪？他之所以会打球会信耶稣，因为谁？因为他的爸爸，这一位林敬明，自己爱打球，他也信耶稣，把他儿子带着信耶稣，所以他在家里，这个林志豪在家里学的原则，基督是我们家的主人，在神凡事都能，要活出神的荣耀，要追求永恒的价值，要随时预备自己，预备迎接神，保持谦卑，像基督耶稣一样，要爱你的仇敌，要塑造主权的品格，要凡事感谢上帝，成全人，成全整个的团队。你知道从2011年、2012年、2013年、2014年、2015年、2017、2016年，今年好像他没有打几场球，很多的伤。在2012年的时候，就是那个林来疯的时代。今年是什么呢？今年的他有一个选择，把他选出来了，选出来说他是在今年表现最好的最佳球队的队友，因为他能够和队友相处融洽，例如领袖特质，能够帮助球队得分。他今年战绩看起来不太好，总共那个队就是 Knicks， 对，这个队总共打了82场，因为他总共才胜20场，败62场。但是事实上要把他很多的伤不能上场算在里头，所以他总共是他上场了的是总共他上场是36场，总共胜了13场。换句话说，他的百分比是 52.5， 所以他被选为最佳球友。今年他有一个新的名字叫做 Minology， 他把他在场上看见其他人的优点缺点，他都把它记录